Let's go.
Here's everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap. We got some new music to talk about. And hello to producer Kyle. Hello. Like your tiki torch back there. I bet that's pretty at night.
Yeah, it keeps the, well, it's supposed to keep the bugs away. I don't know how well it does, but we try. I figured I'd step outside. It feels great this morning. You said you wished you would, but it was a little too windy for you down there.
Yeah, it was a little too windy. It might have like interrupted things and not been that nice. But oh gosh, it has been nice. I've been very disciplined with my walks this week. I've walked on the beach every day, like for the last couple of weeks when the weather's been nice. And oh, it's just so nice to get. And I just walk over the dunes. Like I don't. Yeah. So it's a hike too and a hike back.
Very
about
nice.
5 miles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry for everyone who's listening and it was expecting this a few hours ago. We've had pretty crazy week. I was out with John Bauman yesterday and I've got to go back to Dallas to play a show myself this evening. And I made things difficult for Helen. So apologies.
No, not
once
at
again,
all.
But we're here.
Sorry. Allergies. Bad today.
Yeah, it's been a little bit crazy, but we're making the best of it. Do you want to kick things off or do you want,
me to? Yes. Go ahead and go. Let's talk about new radio releases, of course. And there's a lot of great songs that went out to radio this past week. But our faves, The Great Divide, this is their fourth release to radio off of their album Providence. It's called I Can Breathe Again. Kind of chilled out with this one, kind of slowed it down a little bit. But it's just got such a beautiful love message in this one. It's like once you confess that love and you find that person, you can breathe again. But some of the lyrics in here are just absolutely beautiful. You filled my lungs with fire and drums and holiness. And you pulled me up, you drew me in, and I can breathe again. And I think it's one of those things when love comes into your life and it changes your life and you open up. It's that perfect person. I guess it's like, don't be scared because you can breathe again. So just relax, chill, and love. So that's the new one from The Great Divide. And you also notice a female voice on there. And that's his love, Chris Lynn.
Oh,
and
okay.
As otherwise known as Crow and Gazelle. And they are, I don't know if you've listened to some of their stuff, but yeah, check that out. That's a whole nother podcast right there. Yes. Okay. So now we're going to open the tap room door. I wish I had drums and confetti coming down and all kind of stuff. I've been talking about this song since end of February. This is Luke Berryhill, and this is Road to the Show.
Cold bus, late night trips. Chug a bottle just to spit our dip in. Went 0-4 again, so it's gonna be hard to sleep. Bringing home every chance we get, and we wonder why we ain't been called up yet. Left our world behind to go and reach out for the dream. Yeah, we break bats and we break bones like Hammer and Hay, babe and Cy Young. You're coming in, man, I hope he's throwing slow. Hunting that fastball, better be ready. Diving head first, getting dirty and sweaty. It's just a dusty path till it's paved in solid gold. And that's the road to the show. Tell you you can have the world, all the money and the fame and the pretty girls. Just sign your name here on the dotted line. Yeah, it sure sounds good to me. Now 8 years into minor ball and we still believe we can have it all. Now we're leaving everyone we love behind to go and hold on to the dream. Yeah, we break bats and we break bones. Chipper Jones, new pitcher coming in, man, I hope he's throwing slow. Hunting that fastball, better be ready. Diving head first, getting dirty and sweaty. It's just a dusty path till it's paved in solid gold. And that's the road to the show. And burning out, but we do it break bats and we break bones, like Dave Winfield and Pete Rose. New pitcher coming in, man, I hope he's throwing slow. On that fastball, better be ready. Diving head first, getting dirty and sweaty. It's just a dusty path till it's paved in solid gold. Never know. And that's the road to the show. And that's the road to the show. And that's the road to the show.
Gave me goosebumps the first time I heard it. Luke Berryhill, Road to the Show. Just some background on him, just in case you haven't heard. But he is in the Astros farm team. He plays AAA baseball with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. He's a catcher. And we actually have his podcast coming out on Tuesday. And we talk music. We sprinkle in a little baseball, but I thought y'all needed to really, really dig into his music. And this is just one of many that he has and many to come. So follow him on social media, Luke Berryhill. This is Road to the Show. Look him up on all your streaming places that you like to stream your music, because he has some really, really good country stuff. And he's just an awesome guy, just awesome guy.
Yeah, that was a great conversation that y'all had. And by the way, if you want to look him up on Instagram or wherever, I'm pretty sure his tag on everything is Very Chill B Hill, which I thought was hilarious.
I love him.
Yeah, so go find him, and then I'll keep the taproom doors open. And this is a brand new artist to me, thanks to our friend DJ over at Smith Music for sharing, Matt Mason, and the song is called Roll No More.
Traded a bar stool for an easy chair, front porch swing with my baby there. Take an iced tea over Jack Daniels and Coke. That stuff will drive you insane. I got the love of a woman, forgiveness in my soul. I found a place of peace out where the moss can grow. Now this rolling stone don't roll no more. Now this rolling stone don't roll no more. I've worked harder than my back can bend, but I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in. Sometimes I go too far and roll one more, but every night I thank the Lord that I got the love of a woman, forgiveness in my soul. I found a place of peace out where the moss can grow. Now this rolling stone don't roll no more. Now this rolling stone don't roll no more. The love of a woman, forgiveness in my soul. I found a place of peace out where the moss can grow. Now this rolling stone don't roll no more. Now this rolling stone don't roll no more. Traded a bar stool for an easy chair, a front porch swing with my baby there.
This is a fascinating song to me. I was enthralled the first time I heard it. DJ sent it over a couple weeks ago, and I've been listening to it since then. And it dropped to streaming today. You know, there's so much I could say, but his voice is fascinating. Based on his numbers on Spotify, he has a massive following. There was a seemingly intentional non-rhyme in the first verse, which that's always kind of weird to me and gets my attention whenever artists do that. And I really liked it. So, man, good stuff. I'm going to have to dig into his catalog because he's been around for a while. He's got lots of stuff. And I know Helen, she's over there like trying to get my attention. So I know she's got something to say.
Pick me. No, I'm joking. No, you're right. I mean, his voice is amazing. But one thing I want to say about the lyrics in that song, it made me think of something that my nan always said, and that was a rolling stone never gathers moss. I don't know why I correlated that with, but yeah, such a good meaning in there. But, you know, Dusty Moats, they did that tribute album with Steel Records called Steel Cuts, and Dusty covered his E song.
Oh, that was Matt's song?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Yeah, wow.
That's a whole great EP. Everybody needs to look that up too. But I'm obsessed with Matt Mason. I did the digging, and I was up for a while last night.
Yeah, great stuff for sure. And then my last pick for this week is Mr. Jacob Stelly, who we have not had a new one from in a while. And the song's called Far Too Late. I think it's my favorite song from him so far. It's got like a rock energy that we've heard from him before, but there's a lot of angst and kind of like emotion in there that I just really enjoy. You know, catchy hook, but I love how they kind of like dig in even deeper, and it's just like, it's far too late, and they get like kind of swingy in that bridge, and it's like a jam song, but it's catchy and it's powerful and it's emotional and just, you know, checks all the boxes for me and what I want from a song.
Okay, so let me tell you, when I first started listening to it, I was just kind of ho-humming around. He kept drawing me in and drawing me into that song. But the thing that gets me, and I know you are one that's really into the, you know, the art side of single arts, and you do a lot of creating with that. He's just so like chill, like standing there in that picture. And it's like, I'm looking at that and I'm listening to this song. It's just a whole full package. That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's been on top of it for a couple of years now, but yeah, just keeping up the consistency and the hard work, and they're staying busy on the road. So good stuff. Hope to catch a Jacob Stelly show here pretty soon. We'll talk about our friends More Than Music Creations before we jump into all the chaos of the week. MoreThanMusicCreations.com. You can go see all the cool stuff they make. But if you are unfamiliar with them, they are a New Braunfels based company owned and created by musicians within the Texas country scene. And they're taking recycled guitar strings from your favorite Texas country artists and turning it into beautiful jewelry. And then a portion of those proceeds go to benefit the foster care and all kinds of other cool stuff with an organization called Kids in the New Groove here in Austin, Texas. So, all for a good cause. It's beautiful. You'll never find anything else like this stuff anywhere on earth. Head over to morethanmusiccreations.com and support our friends.
Have you ever wondered how artists like Treaty Oak Revival, Red Clay Strays, and Aaron Watson maintain the high quality and high demand for their merchandise? CH Lone Star Promo is the answer. Created in Texas to serve Texas artists, and they're currently offering 15% off on all merch orders from musicians. Visit chlonestarpromo.com to get started and tell them Texas Toast sent you.
I was reading the other day that it takes at least $1 million to break an artist. That's a ton of change, and it can feel overwhelming. But with social media leveling the playing field, you just need an effective strategy to release your music. Check out Release Rocket to ensure your single does not die after release day. You've already put time, effort, and tons of money into writing and recording your album. Let the guys at Release Rocket keep your new release alive.
So let's look at kind of what's popping and topping on the chart. CD Extraction Texas, number one this week is Randy Rogers Band with I Won't Give Up. Looking at the Texas Regional Radio Report, Cody Canada and the Departed are at number one with, let me see the dates on this. I don't know if this has been updated. Oh, yeah, I guess we're good. Yeah, L is number one. I thought they were number one. Okay, sorry, y'all. Not enough coffee this morning, or maybe I had too much. But Kyle, I had texted you one time, and this made huge moves on all the charts this week. And I don't know how this one got away from me, but I'm like listening to it all the time. It's Casey Donahue, Pat Green, Randy Rogers, and Wade Bowen. It's Running Out of Time.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to mention that. And so Texas Country Music Chart, Ty Smith had a great week this week on the Texas Country Music Chart. He debuted at number 64 in the top 100. And some of the biggest spin increases were the Casey Donahue, that collaboration, Kenfo, Flatland, Caitlin Butts. Who else is looking good on this one? Kenfo, of course. They are tearing it up with My Kind of Weathered, and they got an exciting show I want to talk about coming up. And number one on the Texas country music chart this week is Randy Rogers and I Won't Give Up. So that's kind of what's popping and topping. A lot of new music came out this week. Wade Bowen released a new one. Of course, The Great Divide, Matt Mason, Luke Berryhill, some ones that I've been through and listening, but Kenfo, Craig Wayne Boyd has a new one out also. Mark Powell is busy again. So yeah, there was a whole plethora of music that came out this week. And back to Luke Berryhill, I'm happy to see that I've been seeing his name pop up on some of the radio station ads. But definitely tune in for that podcast on Tuesday. It's you know, we love baseball. I'm a baseball girl. It's like just ingrained in me. And to be able to interview an artist that just popped up and he's released into our Texas. And yeah, Daryl Dodd had a big write up about him. So anyway, good stuff going on.
Very, very cool. I thoroughly enjoyed listening to that conversation. And, you know, he's an athlete through and through, but he's also a fantastic musician. And it was cool to hear how he's kind of like, you know, compartmentalizing the two separately. And that was really fascinating for me to kind of like understand how he's making all that happen at the same time.
You know, it's honestly sincere, and people might think, well, just because he's a baseball player, he thinks he can sing. That is not the case with him at all. It's like he has the musician's hat on, he's a musician. When he's got his catcher's mitt, his mask on, he's a baseball player. So speaking of baseball, I've been suffering. Jeez.
Yeah,
I've been watching every game, but Lord, those first three games against the Yankees. Now that Sunday game, I was kind of like doing this. I was just kind of like, I had music on the deck. And so I would like come back and forth and watch the game or switch over. We go from losing to a no hitter.
I saw that. I mean, that's baseball. You know that better than anybody. But yeah, I watched the first two and it was rough. I saw a funny meme. It was like, thanks for your service. And it was the Astros logo handing off the reins to the Texans, because I guess the Texans are finally seeming to be looking pretty decent. But I think people are overreacting. It's ridiculous. The baseball season is so long and there's so much time for shit to happen.
And that's what I always say. Like Nan always said, she would always say, people would be like, especially because we were losers back in the day, we weren't winning, you know.
And she's like,
don't give up. I don't ever give up on my Astros. I don't ever give up. That's how I was raised. You just don't ever give up. But it is baseball and it changes so quickly. We got a long season.
Oh, yeah. The same, I guess. Maybe that wasn't last year, but the beginning of two seasons ago, the year we won the World Series, we were like, they had lost a ton of games.
It's all good. Main thing is, the most important thing is, baseball's back and it's baseball time. October.
It's spring. I'm enjoying this weather while it still lasts. I was complaining about it being a little bit too cold, but I'd rather be cold than hot. So here we go. I wanted to mention also Logan Ryan put out a new song today. Noah Bowman, who we had on the podcast a little over a year ago, put out a new song, and Jeff Canada dropped another new one to streaming today too. So y'all go check all those out. I'm going to go play a show in Deep Ellum tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't played a show there in over a decade. My old band used to play at this place called Prophet Bar. If you're from Dallas, you might know what I'm talking about. And that's a parking lot now. But this company called Third String Productions is doing a really cool thing in Deep Ellum to kind of help redevelop the area and grow. And it's called First Fridays. So if you're out there, there's shows going on at like four or five different venues, and I'm playing at Punch Bowl Social at 8 o'clock. And the show that I'm playing is free, so you don't have to buy a ticket or anything. But if you come down to the area, you can buy a wristband and get into all the other venues and see all kinds of cool music. So
that's fun.
Come out and hang. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was going to mention, we have Bubba Wesley coming on the podcast in the near future. This is super cool. First of all, Ken Foe's finally playing the Kenny Store added Bubba Wesley. It's April 20th. Oh,
you got to go.
I know. I got to go. Got to go get their green sauce.
4/20, huh? When is that? What day of the week?
It's a Friday, Saturday.
Saturday. It's like two weeks from tomorrow. Wow. Very cool. Yeah, that'll be fire. Okay, well, you got anything else going on? Nothing else to share?
I have so much going on. I can't keep up. Like to tell you, I have been so busy in doing juggling, like wearing so many different hats myself. This is just an example. So the other night, I mean, I was like cross-eyed tired, and Ron had made a nice steak and we had a salad, and the steak, I took a taste of it and it was just perfect. And I threw my salad dressing on the steak instead of the lettuce.
Oh no. Oh, oh my God. I bet that tasted good though.
Cooked and seasoned.
Oh like, no.
No, no ranch on the steak tonight. It was supposed to go on the lettuce. So I was like wiping it.
That's terrible.
That's the kind of week I've had. It's just like roll with it. I just got to keep going and keep moving forward. Just so much going on, but
yeah,
it's all good. Oh, the eclipse is coming.
That is. Yeah. I don't understand. I feel like please don't take offense to this, but I've been feeling like a boomer all week. Like, what is the deal? Why is it I don't get it.
Well, I'm like,
the world is ending.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I just know that everybody's going to see it, you know, and taking, you know, it's like a part of history. And I know that up in your area,
all the schools are off and like, yeah, like
because of the traffic, because of all the people. Okay. So like I like VRBO, like I have property managed. So I saw these graphs they were sending out and I was getting emails. It was amazing. There was like this color coded graph of like where the totality line is that we've been seeing forever. They had it coded like in orange for all the Airbnbs and VRBOs that were booked. It was solid.
Oh man.
And around it was like this bluish. It was crazy.
So people are coming from all over the world to see it?
All over the place. Wow. Yes.
But like people are out of school and we're talking about going out to Kerrville. She's my girlfriend's got some family there. So
I saw a spotlight.
It's like 2 minutes.
I saw a spotlight on Kerrville. They'll have it down there at that park. You've been there before too, where the river is. They're going to have a big staging thing there. And there's music festivals going on around it. Like Waco's having a big one. Like it's just, I don't know. We'll see, but it's going to be cloudy, Kyle.
Yeah. The weather's not going to be good. That's another thing. I don't know. We'll see. I missed the last one. Wasn't there one a month or two ago, or maybe like 6 months ago?
I don't
remember.
Know.
There was the thing where there were all the little weird circles on the ground everybody was taking pictures of.
Yeah, that's right. We were somewhere and I missed it. I was on a trip somewhere.
Yeah, me too.
Where was I?
I don't know.
I don't know. Weird. I don't know. I didn't see I didn't see all that.
Speaking of festivals, this reminded me, you know how you ever heard of, Kyle, Texas, right? Just south of Austin.
Oh, yes.
They do that Kyle Fest every year.
Yeah, you got mad at me last year. You got mad at me last year.
That's right.
You didn't get mad. You got on to me.
Well,
don't say it.
Because people always are like, "Have you ever heard of this festival,
Kyle? Are you going to go?"
Yeah. So this year, I'm gonna bug the shit out of them until they book me to play it.
There you go. They should. Yes, that's right.
So we'll see. Come out to Kyle Fest in Kyle, Texas. I think it's like May 18th or something, and I'll be playing. Watch. Just wait. You'll see.
It's too cold. Yeah, I still remember that. That's why I didn't bring it up this year. Because last year, we were like, dude, I don't want to hear about that. Do you know, everywhere I go, people are asking me if I'm going to Kyle, Texas.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll go. We'll see.
Go play. Yeah, go play.
Yeah, shoot him an email. Awesome. If you're listening, shoot him an email. Say, book Kyle Garrett.
That's right. You have to have Kyle there.
Yep. Okay, well, I guess happy Friday. Thanks for doing this late. And check out Cody Hogan episode from earlier this week if you haven't. CH Lone Star is our new partner. That was a lot of fun. He's got a crazy story. It's just kind of one of those like outstanding entrepreneurial stories, just, you know, put everything on the line, risked it all, and just had a couple cards fall in his favor. And now they're, you know, the premier merch fulfillment company in Texas. So
And the other thing is he's just not stopping there. This boy doesn't stop and he's so talented. So definitely listen to Cody literally take over the podcast and just tell it. Yeah. You got to hear his story. It's very inspiring. Very inspiring.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, go Stros.
Yes. Go Stros. Everyone Cheers. Have a great weekend. Cheers.